U105 Breakfast with Morris and Denise.
So what do you think Catherine Zeta-Jones finds so attractive in Michael Douglas? Besides his leap, handsome face, nice body.
50 million in the bank.
He will not walk on the carpets when they've just been vacuumed. Isn't that lovely?
What does he do, levitate? Lies that they tell in songs.
Uh-huh.
What about Living Doll by Cliff Richard? Uh-huh. He says he's going to lock her up in a trunk. Is he sick or what? What's that about? That's definitely not romantic.
U105 Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6.
Good morning to you. 0289 033 105. Now, about, was it last week? 10 days ago, we were talking about an initiative in Carrickfergus known as Positive Carrickfergus. But time and again, when the spotlight is on Carrickfergus, it's for a negative reason. And 6 vehicles, as you'll have seen on the news, were destroyed in Carrickfergus in an arson attack over the last 48 hours or so. These vehicles were destroyed in the garage of Joe Dunlop, who is on the line. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, this is at least the second time you've been attacked, and you feel you're being targeted by the East Antrim UDA.
Correct.
Are you going to continue to operate in Carrickfergus, or are you giving some thought to moving away?
No, I'm not moving away. I've thought about it long and hard. At the end of the day, it's my wee town. It's where I grew up. It is a lovely wee town, bar a few elements. And the support I've been getting from the people in the town has made me dig my heels in.
What has happened in terms of your relationship with other people in Carrickfergus, people who would decide that they are going to attack you and attack you where they're practically putting you out of business by burning so many vehicles? I'm obviously not looking for names of people, and I'm talking about, did this come completely out of the blue, unexpected, or did you feel that you had crossed someone, you were being looked upon in a less favourable way by someone? Is there a background to these attacks?
There is a background, but I can't speak about it because there's an awful lot going on. But me being personally, is just, if they can't get the person they're looking, they'll go for family members, which is me.
So you are being targeted. You feel that these people could return and target you at some time in the future, and yet and all, you're not prepared to relent or to set up shop somewhere else?
No, I'm not set shop up anywhere else. I've been here for 30 years. I know everybody in the town. Everybody knows me. I'm happy here. Always have been happy in Carrick. So I don't go nowhere.
How it's difficult? I love that way you say about it being your wee town. And we had a lady on last week who spoke like that in a very positive way about her town and the initiative that she was running to make people feel good about Carrick. But when we see the pictures yet again on the television of a business being destroyed, we wonder who's really running Carrick and how, I suppose, fearful are people in general from those elements that decide to meet out some form of retribution, justice, attack, whatever we want to call it. It is vandalism with a capital V.
Again, what can I say? Carrick is, it's a small element of people, a very tiny element. But to cause that much fear in the town, people scared to speak out about or even confront them. Carrick, again, as I say, it is a beautiful town. It's got the best of people in it, bar a small element.
And what's it?
I would class them as bullies.
Yeah, I can understand why you're using a word like that. Anyone who's going to intimidate someone by burning their property, I can't think of another term for them that's broadcastable. So what's it like for you on a daily basis as you go through your routine of the day?
Just try to change my routine as much as possible. Still have to go to work, still my bills to pay, still have to live. Try to keep it as normal as possible with the family.
Do you look over your shoulder?
Constantly.
there will be people listening to the programme that will say, no matter how fond you are of your town, or no matter how much you want to make a success of your business, that you're probably a person who has the knack for a business, and you could set it up somewhere else and have a much happier life. Would you feel you'd given in if you did that?
Yeah, I feel that I've been bullied. I'm not a bully by anybody.
And how many cars have you lost now in these arson attacks?
12.
And it could happen again any time?
I have no doubt whatsoever. I would imagine there would even be an art death threat sent out. I have no doubt whatsoever. Yes, there were more burnt. There were more intimidation. There were more death threats. No doubt about it.
And in broadcastable language, what would your message be to the people if they are listening? Obviously, you don't want it to happen again. So what would your message be to these people?
If you keep putting businesses out of Carrick, there'll be no business in Carrick, and you're just living in a desert, to be honest. So where are you going to go to the shops? Where are you going to get your cars fixed? Where are you going to go? You're just sitting in your house looking at TVs. It's 2018, not 1980.
And you feel there's just a small element there who are ruining a darn good place?
It is, yes. Yes, and it is a good time.
And you set up now again today and put your for sale signs up and go at it once more?
Yep. And every day and just carry on as normal.
And that is a challenge. It really is a challenge. We often talk about people who are under pressure at work, but at Dunlop Motors on the Woodburn Road in Carrickfergus, people will either be saying, I'm going to go and support that guy. I'm going to go and buy a car off him, or I'm going to go and get my car serviced with him because I want to stand shoulder to shoulder with him. Or they're going to possibly think, I'd be afraid to go there. I'm not so sure that I do want to support a man who's as brave as you seem to be, Joe.
At the start, I thought this is going to ruin me. But over the last couple of days since that last attack, it's been unbelievable. The amount of taxes support I'm getting from people in Bangor, Jangle Road, right, even Rathcoole, people's ringing, give me a support. I had a reverend in this morning give me a support. The amount of my customers text me and saying that it doesn't change the fact they'll be coming still to me. They're not the bully either.
Well, that is reassuring. It must make you feel good when people get in touch with you.
Yes, it does. Because it lets me know that I'm doing the right thing.
And you're certainly doing a brave thing. There's no question or doubt about that. I don't know how many would stick it out the way you are, Joe. But I appreciate you coming on.
Well, some say it's stupid.
Well, some may say you're stupid. I didn't want to say that. But some people would say you're stupid to accept the threat to be looking over your shoulder, to be concerned about your premises being burned again. Yeah, there are those that would argue you're stupid. There are others that will say you're a man of steel and courage, and you're a fine example of an Antrim man who's very proud of Carrickfergus, and you want to remain in your hometown. People will be looking at it in a variety of ways. Listen, I do hope you get your business up again and that you're not intimidated any further and that you make a success of it, Joe, and I appreciate you speaking to me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. There's a businessman attacked twice in recent times, 12 cars now incinerated at his premises, and still he continues to trade. What would you do? Do let us know. 0289 0333 105. That latest attack happened in the early hours of Tuesday morning at the premises at Woodburn Road in Carrickfergus. 5 cars and a van were set on fire in that business that Joe Dunlop has been talking about. His garage was also attacked 4 weeks ago when 6 cars were destroyed. Police saying the arson was discovered by officers on patrol shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning. They're asking for anyone who can help to get in contact with them. And as you heard from Mr. Dunlop there, he says, this is my town and I'm not going anywhere.